From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Whole fucking time I looked over to see the time and it's still blinking all zeros,
fucking zeros.
And I went
god
motherfucker. Is your first day podcasting? Oh yes it is. I'm sorry to say. Christ. Let's pause for where the song comes in. Hey, welcome to a not second take version of TGO Radio. The 18th anniversary special, everybody.
You know, you got to practice a little bit.
Would you like to talk about some stuff we have not talked about at all in the last 10 minutes?
I would love to. I would love to. Surprise me. Did I do that?
I feel that. We try not to be a fourth wall podcast anymore, but... Oh, shit. I don't know how you artfully rebound from that.
Yeah, I know. What do you do? Eh, run it.
Yeah, you want to run it?
Yeah, fuck it. Run it.
Just like a regular show open?
Sure.
Everybody, hey, yeah.
Hey, right, how you doing?
This is definitely a first take of TGO Radio, the 18th anniversary show.
And in 18 years, the quality has improved. Slightly.
Marginally, yes.
Marginally.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, welcome back to TGO Radio, everybody. The 18th anniversary special.
Hard to believe.
First show was recorded on May 11th, 2005.
Jesus Christ.
I think it posted the 13th, but it was recorded on May 11th.
Yeah.
Which was a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Interestingly, we're recording on Wednesday now.
Yep. Yeah, we used to record on Wednesdays. I do remember that from the
early
days.
Well, we recorded on just about every day, I think.
Right.
I think over the years it's been Wednesdays, Sundays, Thursdays, Fridays.
Happy days.
Wednesday, Sunday, happy days. Fuck you. Rock Around the Clock was so much better of a theme for that show.
It was. Yep.
Is that the good? So, you know what? Let's talk about Rock Around the Clock real quick.
Right.
Because I've over the years, I've threatened to do a lot of things, but one of them is to kind of, you know, write, you know, column length or essay length things about certain certain moments in history.
Okay.
I think the guitar solo in Rock Around the Clock is one of the 10 best guitar solos ever recorded.
I would agree.
Just mainly for the reason because it was first. You know, like the first to do that. It's interesting because the guy died before the song got big. It's 13 seconds. It's everything you want it to be.
That's right. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
I remember you telling me about the fact that he died.
An absolutely perfect rock and roll guitar solo. It's 13 seconds.
Rock-a-rooned? Rock-a-rooned! That's the Scottish version.
Rock-a-rooned!
Rock-a-rooned the cloak!
You fucking fat-fingered idiot.
Fuck you.
God damn it.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know how you don't like to push buttons either? Neither do I.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Pros. We are fucking pros, baby.
I know.
Well, Bill Haley and his Comets.
Wow. I don't know who that guy is.
3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
But he had fucking bags under his eyes like a raccoon, this motherfucker. Holy shit. And we'll link to this, but holy fuck.
But his last name ended in a vowel.
Steve. Man, I mean, come on.
Get off the couch, you fucking heathens.
They're all dead.
Jesus.
That's a hot piece of ass on the couch right there.
It is.
Buddy.
That?
Tell me that's not.
Heavy metal.
One of the 10 best solos ever recorded.
Yep.
If not the best, its proximity to the birth of rock and roll, I honestly do think that's the best guitar solo ever played. And then that guy died. Like, he fell down a flight of stairs or some shit. I forget what happened to him.
Never even got to see what happened after that, huh?
Never got to see it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
I forget the exact cause of death. I'm just guessing on the stairs. But yeah, but he did not see that song become the cornerstone.
Back in those days, they probably just lumped it in with consumption or something.
Yes, well, he
died of consumption.
Yes.
We let out all the blood we could.
Yes, he had the grip. What?
He had the what?
The grip. Even know what that means.
I don't know, but it's so funny. It's so I had the grip.
We had leeches on him for days.
We had leeches on him for days. Of course we did.
Well, we did the best we could with codeine and
Schmeckler's powder.
Yes,
and
I'll not, yes.
Anison. We fucking dosed him up on so much Anison.
The grip.
We had the grip. God damn, that's funny.
Yes, we did the best we could with what we knew. We took all the blood out of him we possibly could. Can't hardly believe that killed George Washington in the end, huh? Gee, that's weird. They fucking
bloodletting.
Yeah. Well, they fucking tapped. Fucking. I think old George W. was a quart low at the end. They took a lot of blood out of him. George Washington.
Jesus.
Oh, I'd have been
died of the grip. God damn, that's really funny.
Yes, well, it was the grip.
Oh, shit.
The grip killed millions in the 50s.
Did it?
Yes. Anyway.
Huh. Anyway, yeah, good song, good solo.
There's a case to be made that that's the best guitar solo ever recorded. And
yep.
Not just because of the quality of the solo, which, by the way, is outstanding, but it's of just its
the
of its enormity
the
in
the precedent
history
that
of
it
rock
set.
And roll. Yeah,
the precedent that it set for everything to come.
Yeah,
now you got roots of heavy metal solos in there at the end. You know that whole running down, you know, fast picking down the scale or chromatic scale is
one of the great solos.
Yep.
Anyway, it's the 18th anniversary show. As I said, first show was on Wednesday, May 11th. I did say that during this particular recording of the thing, right?
Is the thing on?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Well, we all set.
Yes.
Mics are on.
I'll pretend I haven't recording. Done, I'll pretend I haven't done this once already here yeah? today. Producing okay. in his 15th year with the show is Doug Reacharound. He is the eminent future podcast Hall of Fame producer, Doug Reacharound.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I am Brian Wise, and I'll pretend I'm not saying this again. Sitting across from me, of course, is Malt Fizmy.
Malt Fizmy.
And I've never done this before, but we recorded a show a couple weeks ago that will broadcast in late August. It was a video store. And I'm not going to say what it is, but we came up with characters. It was Adolf Goofy, and I think it was Nazi Shaggy, but I don't
forget Jiminy Cricket Eichmann.
Yeah, Jiminy Eichmann. And so this was how it sounded, and I've never played something from a show in advance before.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling we're going to be referencing these characters often during the course of the year, so I want to be sure that the people got to hear. As this clip opens, I am efforting to find a corded mouse to do video store because for some reason the wireless mouse wasn't working, and it was... I think Jeff had lost his patience or was getting there, and I was in Skip Things Across the Street City. So that's where the clip picks up. Oh, yeah. Pens. Look, it's all pens.
Find the mouse. Yeah.
Oh, let's record another show. Well, I think we can get one more in. Oh. What does that sound like, you fucking buffoon?
Nazi Goofy.
Oh, we're the master race. Wait a minute. Here we go. Wait a minute.
You could fit one more in the shower.
Zyklon B. Is it? Hang on.
Here we go.
I think my Goofy is. We got to pull up Goofy. But I think my Goofy is strong.
I'll get something queued up here.
Wait a minute. Is the character Hitler Goofy or Adolf Goofy? What's the character?
Oh, I like Adolf Goofy.
What the fuck is Goober Rock?
That's SpongeBob.
Oh. Goofy Goober? Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah,
okay,
you know that.
I do know that.
He a dog, like right?
Adolf Goofy.
Yeah. You're the master race. You know? As we know, my Shaggy is impeccable. But
yeah, your Shaggy's good.
Now that's the newer Mickey Mouse. Let's find the old
yeah,
stuff.
Let's. Oh, come on! Oh, don't go back up in there. It is. Yeah.
All that for that?
Yeah, fucker was wanting to stay hibernated for a while, but he was ready.
Goofy's keys. Oh, I don't know how to open this fucking door.
Go help Minnie.
Why is this so hard to find Goofy talking?
God, I hate Mickey Mouse cartoons.
Must be locked. Where's the key?
I fucking hate
that motherfucker. Oh. That fucking half retarded amphibious asshole.
Half. You know half about it. The motherfucker's full on fucking tarred.
Let's see here. We got a car key, piano key, skeleton key, keyboard.
You're on.
It's,
yeah,
it's
you're,
close. Yeah, but it's,
you need a little more yokel in it. You need a little yokel.
Oh, yeah, well, this is as close as it's going to get. I can't kiss any cousins. Well, that was weird. I had to go to a viewing last week. It was weird to see cousins my age. I've only ever known as children. It was weird, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, that was strange.
You good with this?
Yeah.
Good.
I think you could do several. We're going to have. I want to hear Nazi Shaggy. Likes oinks.
Likes oinks. It's a Zionist conspiracy school.
Oh, shit.
Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know.
That's how you know a lot of stuff's getting cut out. That's how you know a lot of stuff's getting cut out.
Oh, fuck me. Are you serious?
Ooh, that smell? That's the smell of battery that's corroded in here somewhere.
Ooh. Cords you will never use. Mm.
Don't ask me why I have that. I think it was for a day like today.
Hey, why do you have that?
I think it was for a day like today.
Okay. Well, plug that fucker in and let's roll.
I'm trying, man.
Are you?
Yeah, buddy.
Okay. Tired I sound.
My boss, I'm fucking trying, all right?
Man.
Legs oinks.
Legs oinks. Legs, legs. Three in the front, three in the back, and 12 in the ashtray, Scoob. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That's not very nice.
We're back. You know, so often the so-called experts have summations about young people. So today we have the experts, teens themselves, to tell us their views on a variety of things. From restrictions.
Why does it look like somebody punched her right in both of her eyes?
Jeff, that's melanin. That's how they get their skin color. You racist.
What?
So.
That's not how that works.
Are we going with Adolf Goofy? Is that going to be a thing?
Well, I'm telling you what, man. I think that Adolf Goofy can work. You know.
We have to wait till August to roll them out.
You could have. Yeah. Oh. Gives us time to develop the characters, you know.
We got plenty of time.
You can have,
we're going to march into Poland. Uh-huh.
Jiminy Cricket Eichmann, you know.
That's funny. That's funny. Jiminy Eichmann. Oh, buddy, we are going to get fucking... Let me tell you.
Sued to the fucking gills.
Here's the thing. And in 18 years of this show, you have never heard me say this, okay?
Yeah.
We can do Adolf Goofy, but I'm telling you that at the first rumor of a cease and desist, we need to fucking stop.
And it wouldn't be our first. Go ahead. Let it play. Sorry. Would it? Well, didn't we get one before?
No, we never got a cease and
desist.
For
a YouTube video that had a Beatles song or something?
No, it just got pulled down.
Oh, it got pulled. Okay.
Apple Music came after us.
Wasn't there something to do about the Mel Gibson stuff we recorded?
Yeah. So it was at the time when I was still maintaining a YouTube channel for this show, I couldn't post a 70-minute video. So the Mel Gibson tapes break that we did was 70 minutes. I broke down into 7 10-minute clips.
Right, right.
One of them is a clip where Mel goes, because, you know, it was the recordings of him yelling at his girl or whatever, girlfriend or whatever. And he goes, "Hey, cunt."
Yeah.
And then you and I start singing, "Hey, cunt." Like, oh, it was, "Hey, Jude."
That was the
beat. And then we play the song. And that video.
That was the one. I didn't.
That
okay,
was the
I,
one.
Yeah,
yeah,
I forgot.
Yep,
yeah.
That was what happened.
So it's the same fucking scenario. Yeah. Yeah.
And it was Apple Music.
Yep.
The Beatles Apple Music. Mm-hmm. And went through YouTube, and that's how it got pulled down.
That's right.
That. Yeah. That was their automated thing.
It was pretty funny.
I'm telling you, like the singing, first email.
Pretty funny, I was singing, "Hey, cunt.
Hey, cunt.
Hey, cunt."
Yeah, it's we done, gotta huh? go. We gotta be done. We'll do it as long as we can, but we gotta be done.
What we need to do, is really develop this out to where Walt is, you know, grooming the characters. Because he was an anti-Semitic fucking racist.
He did not care for the Jews.
No, not one bit.
Risks. Ooh.
Maybe we could call him Malt Fizz Me.
You know what? That's just clever enough to work.
Malt Fizz Me?
Malt Fizz Me.
You know what? That's so clever. It just
that's
might,
pretty it's, good, ain't it?
It's really
gonna, I like it.
It's really going to throw him off the path. You know what, Jeff?
Clever ruse.
Yes.
Hey, guess who we're talking about? You'll never guess.
You'll never guess.
They'll never get around our subterfuge.
Clever fucking subterfuge. They'll never figure it out. Well, you'll never guess.
Hey, it's Mr. Fizz Me.
Hey, Malt Fizz Me.
Dulp Wisney.
Come to us about talk about the Zionist conspiracy. Look, everybody, it's Malt Fizz Me.
Tell us again about the thousand-year reign.
Oh, that's, Jeff, what a great line that is. God, that's a good line. We had an episode a couple years ago, and one of the stories was about a Little Caesars. They let a pizza get out the door with the pepperoni in the shape of a swastika.
Yes.
And you said something about a thousand-year pizza, and I lost my shit.
In with like some clips from actual Hitler speeches.
Buddy?
Jeff, who am I going to get us out?
Jeff, I love. I hate that we have to wait till August to put this. I love everything about this. Everything about this. Tell us about Germania. Yeah.
Tell us about the blue eyed people.
Racial superiority. I never realized my Goofy was so. I never knew. I was.
Oh yeah, he was the mastermind.
Fucking mastermind, wasn't he? Everyone knew he was the mastermind.
Oh yeah,
everyone knew Goofy was the mastermind.
He was the fucking talking dog. Yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, talking duck and talking dog.
That duck didn't fucking talk.
Well, sorry, this is the joke I told a few weeks ago, but I'll tell it again. Oh, so you say you. You're divorcing your wife because she's going insane. Oh, no! I said she was fucking Goofy! That joke rules. It's also celebrating its 50th year in the entertainment industry, that joke. Anyway, we do have some 18th anniversary stuff to listen to this year. And, oh boy, buddy. It's,
douchey.
The audio quality on this first clip, this is from season 2.
Oh, my God.
Season 2, episode 12. Okay?
Okay.
And so this would have been mid-April 2009 or so.
Okay.
And the audio quality, for lack of a better term, is fucking abysmal. It's bad.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
But it is...
Weren't we recording this on a couple of Edison wax fucking tape machines or something?
Watson, come here. I need you.
Right.
I think at this point we still had a desktop computer.
We had a tower, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we had a splitter in the microphone jack in the back, and we had two Radio Shack.
Two computer condenser mics.
Yes.
That, yeah, you would buy at Radio Shack.
Mine had a battery. Yours did not.
That's right. Yours was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mine took a 3 AAA battery.
And then we had speakers. That's right.
Yes.
We had a small set of speakers that...
So that we could hear any audio we played.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, it was bad.
It was
shit setup, man.
It was the shit.
Fucking lived on that for a few years, though, didn't we?
A few years. We didn't get this stuff till season 8.
Right.
And that was at
Camp David. Camp David, yeah.
Yeah. Which we probably still call, I don't know. Why we continue to do fourth wall stuff, I don't know. But we did it for a long time. So this is, of course, and you've heard us reference this, even this season, as one of the pillars... One of the four pillars of the TGO radio.
This is what built the empire, huh?
Lexicon. This is, of course, Retard Fight Club.
Jesus.
/ Retard Pulp Fiction.
I told you, I got 9 stories of solid fucking gold this week. Corpus Christi, Texas. 7 employees at a state-run home for the mentally disabled.
Oh yeah, it's starting off good.
Have been suspended for allegedly staging a fight club among residents.
Love fights.
You announced that like you had found the fucking Ark of the Covenant. You could not wait to get that out.
I'm
very proud of that story.
I remember this news break as for several exceptionally strong stories for us, you know,
yeah,
that we could really, you know, yeah. This was a fight. This was a fight club in a retard facility.
I prefer retard club.
Well, we all prefer retard club.
What are you looking at?
Now, let me say this. The best part of those microphones was you could knock them over for effect, which is what that was right there. I did enjoy that.
What are you looking at? Poof. Yeah. We used to beat the shit out of those microphones, man.
We fucking tore the fuck out of those
things.
We
did.
Are you kidding me?
Had the clown noses on them.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
No,
Corpus Christi police catch.
We're still fucking clearing our noses. Back then in season 2, we were still doing it. We suck.
And Tim Wilson says the fight clubs were uncovered when someone gave an off-duty police officer a cell phone containing videos of the fights.
The flailing of the arms.
Just
the gnashing of the teeth.
Buddy.
I know you're not looking at me like that.
You might want to keep that coke down. You might want to be, you might be spraying that over here if you're not careful, because it's coming.
I'm seeing you in the ring.
Timmy! I'll see you.
I'll see you in the ring.
Oh my God, that was really good.
Jeff, your Jimmy was superlative.
Holy shit.
It was always very good.
Wow, I'd forgotten about that.
No, your Jimmy is outstanding.
Wow.
Look, my gang, which I can't talk about because it's super secret, is the most important thing to me now. And if you two don't like it, you can just pass the blunt to the nigga on your left.
You know, that's terrible, man. That's terrible.
Wilson says the videos show mentally disabled adult clients punching, shoving, and striking each other.
Punching, loving, touching, squeezing.
Son of a bitch. We went to the same thing with different lyrics. Motherfucker. Oh. God, I hate us. Son of a bitch. Fuck.
Please watch.
Oh my God. I hope they string these fuckers up by their ball sacks. That's terrible.
Wilson calls the abuse appalling. I call it pay per view.
Oh my God.
It's pay per view gold, Jerry.
Gold, Jerry. Fucking your indignance here is top notch.
Oh my God. Jesus. You are not fucking right.
He says police expect to file charges of awesomeness against several employees by the end of the week. Hey, listen.
Expect to file charges or order the show?
Listen, tards are going to fight. You might as well get some side betting going, you know?
Tards are going to fight, Jeff.
Tarts.
You might as well get some side
tarts
betting
gonna
going.
Fight.
You might. They're going to fight.
One of two things. They're either going to fight or they're going to hug. There's really not a lot of in between.
Three things. Fight, hug, or drool.
Yeah.
One of three things. Okay. Four things.
Yeah.
Fight, hug, drool, or smell.
Well.
Yeah.
I was it given?
I know.
When you aren't coordinated enough to wipe your own ass.
Mmm. Man, there's nothing worse than getting behind a girl and a waft of that comes up.
Oh,
oh God. Damn. Oh. Oh. You want to throw up on her back just to mask it?
Oh, jeez.
I ain't your fan, Palooka.
Now, how we got from retard Fight Club to retard Pulp Fiction, I have no fucking idea. But this was, I mean, I'm telling you, we have long considered this one of the four pillars of this show's history.
I'm not your friend, Palooka.
I said, yeah, that show a couple weeks ago, you were trying to open up that box of snack cakes. Like, what, lemon? You need help? Hand it to me.
Oh.
Where shit. Where was this recorded?
This would have been at Camp TGO still, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Keep up.
We didn't really get out of there until you moved to Camp David. Season 5, I think, might have been the first season of Camp David.
Okay.
Upstairs there.
That's right.
And then downstairs from season 6, 7, and 8, I believe.
Right.
Yep. Or whenever you moved in with
Trixie. Yeah.
Whatever year that was, whatever season.
That would have been 2015.
That was our
15.
That was our last election night show together was that year.
No, I'm sorry, 2014.
14
yeah.
then,
yeah.
You'll be driving home today and you'll
see some guy walking down the street.
What, Brian? You'll be driving home in what? Then what happens? You truncated asshole. Don't you complete a thought equally retarded in the second season of this show to the retards we're talking about? Brian Wise, bad podcast host, even worse joke teller, Brian Wise. You fucking dunce.
Retard Fight Club. Awesome. Oh, I'm so glad I live in a country where people can exploit the handicap.
That's a good line. That's a good line.
They called it appalling. You call it paper.
I forgot about that line.
That is so not right. God damn.
Jeff, of course, being the moral voice of reason. Yes. Jeff, the same guy that years later said, I wonder what a Nazi Shaggy was.
Yeah, right,
like.
Exactly. So what month? April. When this was recorded in April of what?
2009.
April of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Where was I? Oh, I was at Birchwood.
Yeah.
And had decided not to fucking kill myself that winter. decided that I wanted to live.
Thankfully.
Yeah. Do you have a date, April? Do you have a date?
I'd have to do some research on it. I don't quite recall.
Because I'm wondering if I had started working yet.
Let me see.
Huh.
It was the last episode of that season. I can tell you that.
So,
according to this, Saturday, April 18th, 2009.
No kidding. Huh.
Yeah, your ex was long gone.
No, not really. Well,
she was gone.
The divorce was final. Yeah. That was final in March.
Yeah. Yeah, we spent the whole... almost the whole winter of 08 doing equipment tests.
That's right, we did, didn't we?
And we did a very bad live election night show in 08.
Yeah.
Very bad live show.
Yep.
Because I think we tried to keep it too serious. But it was live, and it was, you know, we could take callers and the whole bit.
We fucking did it live.
And we had interviews, and it was not a good show. We had two interviews with the idea of doing one per hour, and we were shitting the bed so bad that I had played both interviews by the about 45-minute mark.
Yeah, yeah.
We were shitting the bed. Who did I interview? A gal who was clerking at the Alaskan Supreme Court. That was the year Palin was running.
Yep, yep.
And then I interviewed a Boy, I want to say it was Leonard Steinhorn, but I'd have to double check.
Who
he was
that?
A professor at New University or
something like that.
His book's to your right over there.
Difference between me and you. Clearly, that's the reason you're not going to school for business.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I was still in college then, so that's how long ago this was.
Exactly.
Jeez.
You look at retards fighting and see it as appalling.
Hey,
I look at retards fighting and see it as a fucking business opportunity.
We got it, Brian. Holy shit, we got it. Pay-per-view, business, we got it. Holy shit.
Milked about as much as you could out of that joke.
My Jesus, the udders are sore on this this fucking bit. Wow. Wow-wee.
Did well, you enjoyed it.
Oh. You know,
dude, I was having a great time.
I can make my mark.
Okay, that was good.
That was a Deadwood reference.
Can make my mark.
We're still making Deadwood references in 2009.
Fuck yeah, why not?
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Oh,
that's terrible.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh. I ain't your friend, Palooka.
We heard you.
What'd you say to me? You heard me, Punchy.
Punchy.
You heard me, Punchy.
I don't know why I got away from the retard voice. That wasn't bad.
You're Punchy.
I'm telling you, we need to record a show.
Jeff,
we need to record a show like that.
Okay, you say that.
I seriously think we should do that.
You say that till they're firebombing our fucking homes.
Welcome to CDO Radio. I'm Huggy McGee.
That's a lemon.
In the fifth, my ass goes down.
In the fifth, my ass goes down. Dude. Da-da.
Jeez. Woof. Maybe no longer a pillar. Maybe
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, way. You know.
Woo.
That's fucking. That fucking fucker show is crumbling in front of us faster than a Miami apartment building.
Oh, golly. Well, that clip, of course, segues neatly into our next clip from season 4.
Oh, yeah.
Episode 6.
We'd advanced a lot.
We had you can really hear. Season 4 was the first season where I went, oh, we can do this. This is something we could do, you know, for money. And then, of course, Jeff left the show for the third time or whatever it fucking was. It was over some fucking girl, of course. Whatever became of her, by the way. You married her, right? Exactly. Stupid. Go fuck yourself. Yeah, let's see here.
Boy, it is slow.
Here, prom season is the giving season.
I can't say enough about these kids.
The teenagers at St. Charles High will be dancing with the stars.
Hey, James, how's it?
This is, by the way, this is also April 24th, 2010. So it's season 4.
Happen to be teenagers with special needs.
Oh, no. Say it isn't so.
Drooling on one another. They're all wearing tuxes from 1979. Fucking the light powder blue with the fucking pirate shirt. The fucking frill.
Looks like the wedding photos from, you know, your aunts and uncles.
There you go.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
We have a good time together.
The special needs prom, now in its 14th year, is put...
This bit, of course, was called Retard Prom.
Yes.
Yes. There's a line...
As it should have been.
There's a line coming up that even the other night I laughed really hard.
Those Renaissance.
I have to fucking have to pad the walls.
Helmets are passed out at the door.
Bibs. Bibs and helmets.
Bibs and
helmets. It's Bibs and Helmets night here at the Retard Prom.
The first 6 feet of the walls are padding, and from the 6 feet to the ceiling, it's fucking butcher roll paper. So same for the... What the hell do you have at the fucking Retard Prom? Like a ball pit? A fucking disco ball?
Ball pit?
I'm drowning! I'm drowning! No, Corky, it's just a ball.
Corky. Jesus Christ.
Bitch, you'll be fine. Trust me.
You know, ball pit be more balls hitting you in the chin than at the fucking Gay World Series.
We did talk about a Gay World Series in that episode. There was a Gay World Series. I think I gave you more than you deserve for that, frankly.
More balls hitting you in the chin.
In the Gay World Series. No, Corky, it's just a ball pit. You'll be fine. Trust me.
You know, ball pit be more balls hitting you in the chin than at the fucking Gay World Series.
The last guy that took that many balls to the face was fucking Liberace.
Liberace, ladies and gentlemen. That's a great joke. I stand by that.
That's a good joke. Here's the circus music we've been working on for 3 months. Another inside fucking joke.
It's Claw.
Kids that do the right things. Kids that academically perform.
I mean, they just don't bite one another.
I have a headache.
Jeff goes, I have a headache.
Maybe we should just change this to a special needs radio program. It's about what it is.
It's about what it is.
And now, retard radio. You probably get more listeners that way.
Probably.
Fucking.
Aww.
Aww. Listen to those two fucking retards. I feel terrible for them.
Sure, they were probably saying that no matter what.
Yeah, that's the fair assessment. Them something they can put in their mouth so they don't bite their tongue and fucking get on with it. Listen.
Need
listen.
A fucking bridle.
I am 3 minutes in, and I'm still defending every
that
second
was very
of this
funny.
Break. Every second of it.
Hips and helmets passed out at the door.
May I check your helmets?
Got a helmet check instead of a coat check.
May I check your helmets?
Wow.
That's not the line I was talking about, but that's strong.
That's you've had some great ones.
Yeah, that's check it for what?
Check it for
and
what?
That's a gig I ought to try and DJ sometime. We could get TGO radio on the inside at the Retard Prom.
You know what we need to do?
We
is...
could do the hokey pokey and fucking it'd never end.
Jeff.
It would Jeff. Never end.
Jeff. When did I know? No one has ever asked me this, but I'm going to say, as if people ask me. You know, people have asked me.
Yeah?
When did you know Jeff was a comedic genius? It's season 4 of this show. I think we did 32 episodes that year or something like that. Would you quit sniffling? God damn it. Here. Fucking, you're killing me. There you go.
Thanks.
Season 4 was when I knew Jeff was a comedic genius, an answer to no one's question, but that's when I knew. Stuff like that. So fucking funny. So quick.
Hey.
Check him for what?
See, maybe that's a gig I ought to try and DJ sometime. We could get TGO radio on the inside at the Retard Prom.
You know what we need to do?
We
is...
could do the hokey pokey and fucking it'd never end. They'd just be turning themselves around and turning themselves around.
No. We just keep having putting their right foot in and right foot in and not taking it out until they bump in the middle and it's just one big retard slap fight. Okay, now. Here comes the line, and I'll stop it when I, and it's a line of mine. But I kind of skipped through the break to kind of, and I stopped at this line the other night, and I got up and walked away from my desk. I was laughing very hard.
What a big slap fight.
Stop touching me, Clarence!
You put your right foot in, you put your right foot in, you put your right foot in, you put your right foot in.
Oh, stop it!
You and I are at the DJ table. He's fucking unconscious with laughter.
Taking movies. We got a fucking five camera setup. Fucking the last waltz didn't have that many cameras. As we're gonna have at the fucking retard prom.
Oh. Oh my god.
You put your right foot in. You put your right foot in. You put your right foot in. And then you shake it all about and you watch the fun happen.
Fucking arms flailing everywhere. Retard teeth ricocheting off the gym floor.
That's the line.
What was it? What?
Retard teeth ricocheting off the gym floor. And I'm telling you. I'm telling you, I fucking howled the other night.
Oh, my God. Dude, that's... really, we consider the other one of the pillars of this show.
No,
Jesus Christ.
I fucking...
Retard Prom is the best.
Again, 5 minutes in, every second, I wouldn't do any of it differently.
You put your right foot in, you put your right foot in.
Stop it!
They just keep getting closer and closer and closer to each other.
Next thing you know, some boundaries are being crossed and some fucking...
Next thing you know, we're hugging it out.
Yep, you got it.
Oh, God, I think I just shit my pants.
Wow.
Oh, my stomach hurts from laughing.
Oh, my God.
Ricocheting off the floor.
Dude.
I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard.
Oh my God.
What do you think about a fucking conga line?
Jesus, that dungeon.
It was just starting to ebb down.
Yeah. What do you think about a conga line?
Throw another match on that.
Yeah.
On that puddle of gasoline.
Jesus Christ. What do you think about a conga line? I did not get enough. Probably we were just too fucking spent.
Yeah, that probably should have gotten more.
It really should have.
Bad touch! Bad touch! Bad touch! Being an adult!
Bad touch.
All right, good night, everybody.
Wow.
Jesus Christ, who was editing this show back in the day?
Chuck.
There's no way I'm cutting out all that laughing. Yeah. There's no fucking way.
Oh, wow.
Because we're not saying anything, but we're still laughing our balls off. We're crying.
And this was, what season was this for?
Four.
And where were we recording?
This was still probably at...
This, at camp?
God damn.
You said April of what, 10?
2010. Season 5.
This might have been over at Camp David.
It might have been. I remember season 5, we did 3 episodes. We suck. We did 3 episodes in all of season 5. and it was at the upstairs dining room table at Camp David.
Okay, this is probably one of the last ones then over at at Camp
because I was out of. I think I was out of Camp TGO at 2012, I think.
Okay.
And then we were full-time at Camp David for years after that.
Yeah.
You know, it's been nice knowing you because I just know for that bit I'm going to drive home and just get killed by something.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh.
Some fucking retard's red ball will bounce across the street. You'll hit the brakes and go through the fucking windshield. Be the quietest irony in world history.
Oh. Brian, you're not going to believe this.
Some retard's red ball come bouncing across the street.
I mean, can we even move on?
I think for this whole break, we're both going to die in our sleep. I thought Retard Fight Club was bad, but this is really terrible. Fucking bad.
You know what? There's a lot of advancement from Retard Fight Club to Retard Prom in how we were...
Worlds apart.
You know, how we were getting more well-versed at actually being, you know, half-assed professional.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I knew season four was it. And Jeff, when he left the show after season four, took me out to breakfast to break the news to me. And I knew that's what it was. And I'm not even trying to be funny when I say this. Of all the times Jeff left the show, the one that hurt me was after season four. Because I knew we had something going. I knew it was a real thing. Maybe not for a living, but we could make a little bit of money. That hurt my feelings. I didn't talk to you for a while after that.
What?
That scene. Slap fight.
Holy shit, can you imagine one big fucking retarded slap fight? Stop.
Get him out there doing the Macarena. Chicken dance.
Chicken dance is also very funny.
You know what?
Oh, within the ultimate.
You get anybody out there doing the chicken dance and it looks like a bunch of fucking retards anyway, so.
What?
That scene. Slap fight.
Fucking... Holy shit, can you imagine one big fucking retarded slap fight? Stop.
Get him out there doing the Macarena. Chicken dance. Oh, and then the ultimate musical chairs.
Oh.
You got any Kleenex in you?
No, I was just noticing we don't have any Kleenex.
Yeah, you're worthless. Oh, Jeff. All right, it's your turn. Stop the music. Nobody sits down.
I missed that. The shotgun?
The shotgun?
I missed that.
Why don't you have it?
It's too... technologically advanced to do now.
Yeah, that shotgun got used a lot
in the early seasons.
Musical chairs.
Oh.
You got any Kleenex in you?
No, I was just noticing we don't have any Kleenex.
Yeah, you're worthless.
Oh, God.
All right, it's your turn. Stop the music. Nobody sits down. No. The idea is to get a chair.
It was all started by the club's sponsor at the time, who had a child with Down syndrome. She knew that the best lessons for students don't always come from a textbook.
I think you make it. I think you make it.
Everybody has a place, and everybody belongs together.
Wait a minute. Rewind that. What was being said in the background there?
Somebody stole my banana.
Jesus Christ, man. And then we're right back in it. I mean, we're exhausted. We're right back in it.
Come from a textbook.
I think you make it. I think you make it.
Everybody.
Some fucking retard fucking gibberish.
Gibberish. Fucking penguin language.
Right.
Penguin language. Jesus Christ.
He has a place.
Well, that was a long time ago, man. 2009, baby. Woo!
And everybody belongs together, and everybody takes care of one
another.
You
they will be after that hokey pokey.
You hippie bitch, go jump off a cliff. Fuck your mother.
Title this episode, Retard Prom. It'll be downloaded a million times.
I remember this episode doing well, by the way. I do remember that, yeah.
Teams in special education classes all over St. Charles County are invited.
He talked about it for weeks, ever since we got the invitation.
16-year-old Brendan Hodges can be shy at times.
No shit. You don't say.
What is it, the lack of social graces or the fact that his fucking brain is like scrambled eggs?
Little Brandon can be shy at times. Get away from me!
Kids here just take them under their wings and they treat them just as an individual. And it doesn't matter that they have a disability. They treat him like with all their abilities.
Brendan not only came with his dancing shoes, he came with
in his pants.
Date.
Oh, can you imagine just fucking retard coming? Oh.
Gross.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Brendan had a fucking date.
Ability, they treat him like...
They show the waterhead girl trying to give him a pet kiss on the cheek. He keeps fucking moving away like a fucking, you know.
Waterhead.
Fucking big hydrocephalic head. Fucking.
Hydrocephalic.
With all their abilities.
Brendan not only came with his dancing shoes, he came with a date.
Oh, shit!
Somebody's getting aggressively hugged tonight.
A lot of people, a lot of normies are getting aggressively hugged. Aggressively hugged, Jeff.
Ooh, prom night.
Oh.
You're going to hug her, aren't you?
You know.
I don't know. Stop. I don't know. You're embarrassing me. Mom!
Someone's getting hugged. I didn't get a hotel room so I can hug her.
Yeah. Well, we could go and hug in private.
Do you need to see retards fucking to know what it's like?
No!
Can't be anything other.
Listen.
Than
listen,
comedic gem.
I'm gonna tell you something here, and I don't need to see that because I've caught myself in the mirror a couple of times, and I kind of feel like I've seen this picture show a few times.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes. You are correct, sir.
You ever get caught jerking off?
Huh?
I said, did you ever get caught jerking off? I got caught. I was thinking about this. I don't know why I was thinking about it. I was jerking off. I got caught as a teenager.
I'm sure I probably did as a teenager, I'm sure. because once I figured that shit out, it was like nonstop.
My buddy from next door came over.
And there was Silent?
Yeah. Yeah. He came over as I'm splayed out on the front room floor. I got one of my dad's porn mags and I'm fucking.
What, there in the living room?
Oh, yeah, right there with the curtains open. Buddy, Jesus. I was going to town. Christ. Oh, yeah.
That's a great story.
Oh, man. Yeah, he got me.
Oh, shit.
And then I had the nerve to act like I wasn't jerking off. Like, he didn't catch me jerking because I was still young enough to be like. I would, you know, I was just pulling my pants up or whatever.
I was sweeping the rug. I don't know.
Well, at that point, I could have been. With a fucking, I was hung back then.
We're just whitewashing the ceiling.
Oh, man. Jesus. I used to.
Remember in those days when you could be laying on the floor, the living room, and fucking knock out some ceiling tiles?
So I had, God, this is, I cannot believe 18 years that I've never told this story, but I used to, you know, like when you're young, you come exceptionally hard because you're supposed to be breeding with it instead of just jerking off in your house.
Letting it go into the aether.
You got to be sure it, you know, gets to the, so you're just,
yeah.
I mean, that's why when you're 50 and you have two drop loads, because it's evolution's way of telling you.
You're done,
right? Still feels like your balls are inside out, but the fact of the matter is, it's
you're done.
Two drops, and because that's evolution's way of telling you your seed is no longer needed in the fucking universe, right? When you're young, you're fucking well. So I had, if my bed was north to south, I was sitting on the bed east to west, jerking my rod one time, and the fucking load shot past my head and hit the wall behind me, and for years. I can't believe I never told the story. For years, there was a little red marker dot on the wall where the load hit.
You put that marker down.
I did.
Did you still have those bunk beds in those days?
No.
Okay.
I think I had a no.
Because like, if I slept up near that fucking load on the wall, dragging it out in the yard right now and kicking your ass.
No, it was. I can't believe I'm just now remembering
God,
this.
God, that's funny as shit. Fucking put a mark on the wall.
Sure did. I had to fucking duck my head like a dodging.
Like fucking Kennedy trying to dodge a bullet?
Yeah. I was dodging fire in Vietnam. Kept waiting for a Vietnamese girl with a tri-corner hat to come out with a hand grenade and fucking throw it in my helicopter. That's an Apocalypse Now reference.
This night gives them the chance to shine.
So I'm told you're the best dancer here. Is that true?
Yeah.
The evening lasts only a few hours, but
good evening.
The memories last
for 15 minutes.
Okay, here it is. Let me go back a little bit. Let me go back because I think I stepped on.
15 minutes.
I think I stepped on.
With all their ability.
Brendan not only came with his dancing shoes, he came with a date.
Oh shit!
A prom is often a highlight in a teenager's life, but kids with special needs often remain in the shadows. This night gives them the chance to shine.
So I'm told you're the best dancer here, is that true?
That's true.
That's very true.
The evening lasts only a few hours, but the memories last a
for 15 minutes. It's memories I'll remember till midnight when they fucking...
They don't last a lifetime. That's why they have disabilities. They can't remember anything. Well, forget about it.
We got it.
Memories... Well, we won't because we'll have it on tape.
Memories that last till the medication stops working.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Ooh. That's harsh.
A lot longer.
It's a great feeling about my heart. I just love doing it. It's so special.
We're all equal.
Are they playing a fucking polka in the background there? Oh, yeah. Did you fucking hear that?
Fucking bare barrel polka, baby.
last a lot longer.
It's a great feeling in the bottom of my heart. I just love doing it. It's so special.
We're all equal.
Special.
And
get it.
We all just want
to have fun. No, what'd you say?
I said special. Get it?
You're not equal. Stop it. We're not all equal. Created equally is a very carefully chosen fucking phrase. Okay? We all.
Here I am on my soapbox now at the end.
Are created with the same $2.50 worth of fucking genetic material. But in the end, fucking one takes one fork in the road and the other takes the fucking other. And if you take the other, you end up in a big slap fight at your fucking prom.
You take the fork less traveled.
It's like Fisher Ames said, we're created equal but differ greatly in the sequel. All right?
That's 13 minutes and I would defend every single second of that.
Holy shit. That is a good break.
Oh, shit.
Put your right foot in.
That was a great use of the slapping down of the microphone to, you know.
Yeah.
We lost something by upgrading and getting good.
Getting good equipment.
Yeah. We lost the ability to have sound effects.
Mike!
Well, it's good, you fucking moron idiot.
Fuck you.
All right, let's take a break here.
Okay.
And we may or may not be recording next week's show after this, but we'll take a break here for nature. And we will see you next week, in that case, on TGO Radio.
Oh, yeah, show's over?